Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm Tony Perkins. The website, once again, TonyPerkins.com. All right, here's a question for you. Is marriage an institution created and given to us by government, or is it given to us by God? Think about that for a moment. It's a deep, probing question. And it's a question which David Fowler, president of Family Action Council of Tennessee, former state senator there, has thought about quite a bit. In fact, you should visit his website, GodGivenMarriage.com, to find out more about what he's doing. And he's here to tell us about it. David, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Hey, Tony, it's great to be with you. And thank you for letting your listeners know about this very simple, but yet, as you said, profound, deep, thoughtful question. Does marriage come from the government or does it come from God? And here's the other question I've asked people. If the state decided to repeal its licensing statutes, would marriage be abolished? Would there be no such thing as marriage? Could my grandchildren not marry because they can't get a permit from the government? And how would we answer that question?
And so, well, in these questions, these questions were brought about after Obergefell when marriage was redefined, and I think in their haste to redefine marriage, trying to overturn the will of the people, they didn't think through this completely. They left some of their I's undotted and their T's uncrossed, and that's left an opening for a potential challenge.
It really has, and we're blessed here in Tennessee that we have a state constitution that actually, the way our marriage amendment was written, and lots of states have marriage amendments, as you recall, we started passing them. Ours is written in terms of the common law understanding of marriage, which is a pre-governmental understanding, that marriage doesn't come from the government. And it refers to the historical institution and the legal contract that solemnizes a relationship between a man and a woman. And what's interesting about Obergefell is over time, that provision of our state constitution's never been enjoined by a court. No court's ever said it's not enforceable. We've never repealed it. We're just ignoring it. Now, that's the first thing. Most states are just ignoring the constitutional amendments they passed and just pretending, Well, I guess if we got sued, we'd lose, so let's just ignore it. But what we're doing in Tennessee is saying, no. The Supreme Court said marriage was now a federal right. You put it in the 14th Amendment word liberty, so that's a federal kind of marriage. That's fine. Marriage doesn't come from the state anymore. Now, if we want to license it for you, we'll be real nice and we might do that. But my state constitution says I can't. So we're just not going to do it for the federal government. You want to do it, go call the Supreme Court and ask them how you get a 14th Amendment marriage, or ask Congress how you do it. But Tennessee, we're not going to do it. And so what we're going to do, and the Lord has brought to us several really strong law professors like John Eastman, who clerked for Clarence Thomas, and Jerry Bradley, who's taught con law at Notre Dame for 27 years. And they've said, look, you know, courts can't make a new law, and your constitution is still in place, so you couldn't license a same-sex marriage if you want to. And we're going to say, well, fine, we'll just do away with licenses, and we're going to return to God-given marriage, the understanding of the common law that marriage comes from outside the government, before the government. And men and women will register the marriage to show that they're married, but they don't have to get a permission slip from the government to marry. So we're going to challenge that. And one of the things the professor said to me, the professor from Notre Dame, is he said the Supreme Court specifically talked about enacted laws and policies. And it said we do not disparage philosophical and theological and other reasons for marriage. So we're going to take them up on that. And circumvent the Obergefell decision and try to restore marriage back to Tennessee, and I hope other states will do the same.
What type of I know you've been working on this for a while, and it sounds like it's reached it's kind of come into solution. It's
full circle,
ready to go.
What type of
feedback are you getting there within the state?
Well, we just launched this on the 23rd. And so far, the response has been very positive, particularly from the Christian community, who do believe marriage came from God, and who, as Chief Justice Roberts said, who do we think we are redefining, you know, marriage? We're also getting a good response from some legislators who said this is very interesting. Some of them are actually angry that they've been told that our state constitution is unconstitutional as if it's already been enjoined. And when they read the pleadings that were actually filed in federal court, they realize, well, that provision was never repealed. It still applies to our license law. Somebody pulled our leg. Somebody didn't tell us the truth, and they're angry. So we're very, very hopeful. And I hope your listeners in other places will say, did a court ever repeal, enjoin the enforcement of our constitutional amendment? If there's not a court order saying we can't enforce it, why aren't we obeying our state constitution? And then I hope they'll also say, and if our statute says you can only give a license to a man and a woman, who changed the statute? People have forgotten courts can't make laws.
Right.
So they can say your law is not enforceable. Well, that's fine. Then we don't have a law. But they can't change it. And that's what we're hoping to push with this issue.
Well, we're going to be watching this very closely, and I'm sure other states will as well. And I'm sure the left will be watching this as they're going to be clearly on the defensive here. David Fowler, thanks so much for joining us today. And we'll continue to track this as it develops further.
Okay. It'll be great, Tony.
All right. Thank you so much, David Fowler. Find out more about what he's doing, go to the website, TonyPerkins.com, and you can follow the links over.